Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, December the 14th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. It is Fruitcake Toss Eve. My goodness, we have finally gotten to the point where it is Fruitcake Toss Eve. And I've got a whole lot to talk about this morning in regard to Fruitcake Toss Eve, because we had a lot of developments yesterday, all for the good, in regard to the Fruitcake Toss. Now, before we get to the Fruitcake Toss this morning, I've got to open up the show and talk about a real Christmas miracle that happened to me this morning. It's a real Christmas miracle, because here's what happened, and I hate to go back over this I hate to go back over the same material, but we finally come to a resolution today. What is it? 11 days before Christmas. Here's what happened. Starting back in July, I learned that at McDonald's, when you go through the line, you get a receipt, and there's a code at the top of the receipt, and you can go online and fill out a survey, and five times a month, you can get a free item at McDonald's. Well, I learned that in July, and I did that in July, August, September, October. Well, we got to the beginning of November, and I was ready to do my five surveys again, and the receipt printer was so bad, I could not make out any receipts that I had gotten. And so I did not get anything free in the month of November, and then as December started, I noticed they stopped handing out receipts at all at McDonald's. No receipts at all here at McDonald's East. So I thought, well, this is kind of strange. And that's been going on for about 2 weeks maybe. No receipts at all when you purchase something. Well, this morning, I went through the line. I pulled up there. And they gave me a receipt for the first time in probably 2 weeks. And the receipt was fully legible. I filled out the survey this morning, so it looks like I will be getting my first free December item tomorrow, and hopefully four more to come. Now, why did I go through this whole spiel? Well, here's why. Because there was a question, because of me talking about this on the radio, through November and through December, had somebody told them that I was doing this. Now, to this moment, I can't really say if somebody told them or somebody didn't tell them. But I will tell you this. When I pulled up to the window this morning, the first window where you pay, where you get your receipt, when I pulled up to that window, the lady working that window said, "Here's your receipt. Can you read that okay? I have a receipt for you." Now, I don't know if she's greeting everybody like that this morning, or how the machine got fixed, if they got a new ribbon, or if they even use ribbons in those machines, new ink cartridge, whatever it is. But she did greet me this morning by saying, "I've got a receipt for you. Can you read that receipt?" So I don't know if she was tipped off, but we were all in a good mood this morning, and I brought my receipt home, and I took my survey. So now I still have time this month to get five free items from McDonald's before the month is over. So I chalk that up as a big Christmas miracle, the first Christmas miracle of this holiday season. So there you go. 19 minutes past the hour here. Well, we're going to get into the Fruitcake Toss here momentarily, because it is Fruitcake Toss Eve. But I do want to let people know you can still send us Christmas cards. 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just make sure you put your return address in the card with your message. We will read your card on the air, and we will get a card back out to you. 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion. Now, I have not been to the studio this week. I'll be there on Friday, so I will check and see if any new cards have come in the last week. I haven't been there since last Friday. So if you've sent a card and you haven't heard me talk about it, it really just could be because I have not been to the studio. But I will be there Friday. But you still have time to send them. 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you put your return address in the card. All right. Let's get to the fruitcake toss here. Okay, the fruitcake toss. I have a little frog in my throat this morning. I don't know what that's all about. A frog on fruitcake eve. Okay, the fruitcake toss will be taking place tomorrow night, December the 15th at 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We look forward to that. We thank Abby for setting that up for us. We've got a whole slew of people in this, probably close to 50 now. We made contact with Chip yesterday, so Chip will be riding in with Sarah. We're all happy about that. Chip, if you're out there listening, we look forward to your participation. But we've got Sarah, we've got Chip, we've got three other people coming with Sarah. We've got Pastor Whitaker, Buckeye Guy, Fruitcake Lily, Glenn, Angie, Sheriff Bales, Lieutenant Brown, Judge Edwards, Mayor Schertzer, John Heimlich, Ayers Ratliff, Mayor Kellogg, James Anderson, Dr. Davis, Ray Grogan, a whole slew of people. Well, here are some updates on the fruitcake toss. Number one, I did hear back from Sheriff Bales yesterday. Sheriff Bales will definitely be there, so we know that for sure. And I also heard back from Dr. Davis yesterday. Dr. Davis will definitely be there. So we know that for sure. And we also got another entrant yesterday. Willie Harris was entered into the fruitcake toss. So Willie Harris, I imagine, will be there. And there's another entrant who actually used to be on this station, who was entered into the fruitcake toss, who said they are going to be there tomorrow night. Now, I'm not going to say the name, because you never know. People might show up, people might not. But at this point, somebody who used to be on this station, at some point in the 9-year run of this station, was entered. They did make contact that they planned to be there. So at this point, I'm going to say that they're going to be there, but I'm not going to announce their name, but that was another new entrant. Now, I hope that everybody has called or is getting ready to call the people who they nominated. Because if you nominate, we've been doing this since October. So if you nominated somebody, it's a good idea to give them a call today to say, hey, the fruitcake toss is tomorrow, just wanted to remind you. It's at 7 p.m. It's at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. I hope you go, and I hope you do well. So if you have not reminded your people, make sure you do that. People like Mayor Kellogg, I think he was one of the first entrants, so it's probably been 2 months since anybody brought it to his attention. Fire Chief Deem, Mayor Schertzer, Judge Edwards, Lieutenant Brown, people like that, it's a good idea to call and remind them today that it is tomorrow, it is at 7 p.m., and it is at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. All right. We've got that. Now, the weather report. I checked the weather report this morning. The weather report keeps getting better for us, which is actually a very good thing. Now, the weather report that I looked at showed that it's supposed to stop raining. We're supposed to get some rain and kind of a wintry mix today. But right now, the weather report is showing that the weather is supposed to clear up tomorrow morning at about 7 a.m. So, with the fruitcake toss not happening until 7 p.m., we'll have about 12 hours for everything to kind of clear up. And it looks like it's going to be over 40 degrees tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. So, I think the weather might be with us tomorrow night during the fruitcake toss. All right. So, we've got the weather report. We've got the sheriff for sure in. And Dr. Davis for sure in. They both contacted me yesterday. We've got two new entrants into the fruitcake toss. So this is your final chance. Is there anybody you would like to enter into the fruitcake toss or any questions you have? December 15th, tomorrow, 7 p.m., the big fruitcake toss. And don't forget, the winner will get a plaque. They will get a certificate. They will get a Claxton fruitcake. And they will get a dinner somewhere here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I did my calling yesterday.
Oh, good.
Looks like when you call the Chief McDonald, you have to go through the, the dispatcher. And it really gets to be a hassle. So I left Lieutenant Brown a message. And then I called Sheriff Bells.
Right.
And by the time you go, I hit the dispatcher too. And she was putting me through to him, but he was on the line. So she took the message. And then I told her, well, I have to call Mr. Grogan, you know, next because of the change. She told me, well, she could do it. So she, I guess on the computer, that's what I said, this stuff should be done on the computer. She contacted, I asked her if she'd do Lieutenant Brown again to make sure he got it, and she couldn't do the Fire Chief Deem or Searcher, but she did Mr. Grogan, she did Judge Edwards. And then, so I left a message with Mayor Searcher, and I don't think I'm going to call him back again. I left my number, and then I left a message with Fire Chief Deem, and Ayers Ratliff, I left him a message, and I don't know if I'm going to call that Judge Fredericks, because I don't know why on his message when I called him, it said he wouldn't be back in until December the 12th. So I don't know if he was on vacation or if he was sick or what. So I don't know if I should ask him, you know,
well,
check with him.
I'll tell you, the messages must be getting through, because I did hear back from Sheriff Bales yesterday that he said he would definitely be there. So, and I haven't heard from anybody that there's any cancellation. So I think leaving a message is okay.
Yeah, because some of them, what I don't like is when I call somebody, it'll say, you know, you can leave a voice message, and it says push 5 if you want to leave your phone number. So I always press 5, and then I wait for something so I can start my message. And I never hear anything, so I just start my message, and I'm not for sure they're getting it. But when I called Mayor Kellogg, he was the first one I called, and he had forgot all about it.
Right.
And stuff and things. And he is. He's about the nicest person I ever talked to. And
he's a great guy.
Yeah, he was really nice. So I don't know if I'm going to check with Mr. Ratliff again. And I don't know whether to call the fire chief and the mayor searcher or not again. Because so, this will be like 3 times.
Well,
and, I mean, people could do this. Like, somehow, Sheriff Bells, she said she couldn't do Searcher or Deem. I don't know why, but she could do these others. And that's what I said, city employees, there ought to be a site where, I don't know how you'd do it, if you had to do them separate, because I don't know how they do that stuff, and send them, you know, all the stuff, you know, instead of calling, and the county, just send a note for county people, and they can all read it, you know, and everything. And let's see, what did I have here? Now, is somebody going to be down at the studio Thursday just in case somebody does come there?
Yeah, we'll have somebody there just in case. But like I said, I was hearing from people. Sheriff Bales, I heard from yesterday that he'll definitely be there. I heard from Dr. Davis, he'll definitely be there. And we got 2 more entrants yesterday, so people are hearing about it.
Okay, now, is George Cassota your surprise guest or not? I was going to call him. He couldn't be there, but then I thought when he visited you at the radio station, he was going to go ahead and throw it or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure about George, to be honest with you. I don't know if he was out of town, but no, he's not the surprise. That is actually somebody else.
Well, I know he told me at that time he wouldn't be able, but then you talked to him, and I thought he was going to throw it a day early or something.
Yeah,
so I don't want to bother him.
No,
I don't want to bother him. I told her, Sheriff Bell, I don't know if I, the dispatcher, I think then I got either his secretary, and I said, you know, it's changed, and I don't like, you know, have to call these people again. And she says, oh, no, and stuff and things. But I was wondering, if there was a downpour and rain like tomorrow, where would you have held it?
Well, if it would have poured tomorrow night?
Yeah, because in the paper, I think it's just the one I gave you last night, that I think it's the rec center. Is it that behind City Hall where the police have something? They've got a thing there that, I think it's churches, organizations. They've got a, I guess this week even, they've got a big Christmas dinner they're serving, and then you can take one home, too. And then I thought the Marion Coliseum, you know, like inside, a lot of people, you know, would do it more likely, you know, if they were inside. Because if it rained, I didn't know what you'd do. And then you could even have the refreshments and stuff. And so that the church now, you can't go inside, right, for the restroom or anything?
Right. We're going to be outside tomorrow night. It only lasts about an hour, which is a good thing. So it only lasts an hour. So that's kind of nice. But
yeah, because I know this year, Judge Ambrose, he called me back, and I told him, you know, and stuff, and he says, oh, no, the personal touch. I said, you know, I don't like calling people, you know. He says, oh, no, that's a personal touch and things. But
so Judge Edwards did call you back yesterday?
No, he had called me back right after I called. He was one of the first ones.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was calling in October and stuff, but before, you know, I guess it's the secretary, whoever's there, at this time he called me and stuff. It surprised me to death. So, but I had talked to him before and stuff when he was a prosecutor down in Columbus. I went out to his house and talked to him and stuff, but he's very nice and stuff, but, and things. But I was just wondering, you know, I don't know if I don't know the people that's on your show, the host, if they do computers. Or if Jeannie Evers or Angie, if, you know, if somebody could get on site and just send something, you know, like to the sheriff's department and to the fire department and, you know, in different ones, because it hasn't been in the paper. Now, nobody's probably, it's kind of late.
Well, and I'll tell you, the interesting thing about the paper is kind of how they did it last year. I don't think they ran anything beforehand, but they did come that night and take pictures, and then they ran it after the fact. So I don't know if that's what they're doing. I don't know.
Yeah, they should have, I mean, Sunday, it's close to Christmas, people will more buy the paper if they don't get it, but there's no ads in it anymore, on a Sunday. And that would have been, you know, give people a little bit of time, but it wasn't in today. So if it's in tomorrow, you know, that's just kind of, you know, that's just not enough time for people to know about it.
Well, the good news,
if it'll start increasing, you need... well, the peanut poosh, I don't know if it knows or anything, rains what they do or anything, but I often wondered why they just didn't take theirs out to the Coliseum, you know, instead of in that cold weather. But
well, I think part of the thing with the peanut push and with this is they're kind of outside events, and it's kind of like a baseball game, you know, or a football game.
Yeah.
If it rains, you know, it's unfortunate, you might have to postpone it. Which is probably what we would have done, because it's really an outside event. I mean, you can do it inside, but it's not as fun if you do it inside.
But I think the peanut poosh don't, I don't know if they have a nose guard or not, but a lot of people won't do it because I think their nose, I'm not going to say it gets cut or, you know, whatever and stuff, and you would think they'd take it to like the Coliseum and put a, I'm not going to say, not a carpet, but put something soft down and the people could do it. You know what I mean? A layer, not on the wooden floor.
Well, that's one of the reasons we kind of went with this event, was so women, men, kids, older people could participate, because highly unlikely Mayor Kellogg's going to be getting down on his hands and knees pushing a peanut, but he can still toss a fruitcake.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's really cold, well, I don't know if it rains when it's really, really cold. But to be out in that rain and somebody get down, you know, sick or something, I just thought that, rec center or inside, you know, in case it did rain or something, but, you know, more people would be more apt to, because I know a lot of your listeners are older people, you know, would be more apt to do it and stuff. So.
Well, I tell you, we broke the record this year by far. I think we're at 50 people now. And 50 is about, 50? I'm pretty sure. I don't have the full list in front of me, but with Willie Harris being added yesterday and Chip the day before and this mystery person being added yesterday, I'm pretty sure we're close to 50. Because we were over 40 quite a while ago. Now, again, you don't know who's going to show up and who's not going to show up. It's hard to tell, but I know that a good portion of these people will show up. And so Mayor Kellogg, he knows about Emmanuel Lutheran now, and he'll be there.
Yes, he was really nice, and when I called, he was surprised. He said, oh, I forgot all about that.
Yes.
And it's like, so.
So I think we're in good shape. I think Mayor Kellogg will be there. I know that Dr. Davis will definitely be there. I know that Sheriff Bales will definitely be there. And I haven't heard any cancellations from anybody. So maybe you'll hear back from Lieutenant Brown and Chief Dean.
I don't think they'll call me back. She sent them an email. But I left him a message, and some phones, I think it shows the phone number. Now, his, I don't, usually I'll tell my phone number. And then Ayers Ratliff, if he told them Monday at the city council meeting, see, and some of them come, I don't know how they'll be notified. I just left him a message, and I'll call him again today, but I don't know if somebody can get on site and leave them a message, because that's why I wondered if you had anybody there. They, if anybody from the city council decides to go. I even called Jason Schauber, but he could get through to his voicemail, but I don't know why he, you know, why if he's not checking it that often.
I don't know. You know, so, were you ever able to get in touch with Jason?
No, not to talk to him. I left him his voice, I think yesterday I left him a message, and then in October I think I did. But he's never contacted me back before. See, last year he did and stuff. So I don't know what he's got going on. His voicemail then after when I called him, it was always full.
Well, I think we're doing okay, though. I think now Mayor Kellogg was the one that I was worried about, so I'm glad he now has been reminded and he knows where it is. And with the two new entrants, and Chip has got his ride, so he's good. And I know all the people from the station will show up, and of course Bob Welsh and... I think we'll be fine. I think it's going to be good. The sheriff's definitely on board. Dr. Davis definitely on board. And I imagine we'll hear back from Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards. I don't know why we wouldn't. And other than
Judge Edwards, she notified him. The only ones that she couldn't was Fire Chief Deem and who was it? Mayor Schertzer. And I would have thought she would have been able to. So I called, and I think both of them, I left a message. At the fire chief, she put me through, but it just rang and rang. And I was not ready to hang up, and she came back online, and she took the message. So
well, when you,
I don't know whether to call those two again or not. And then I'll call Ratliff and see if leave a message again for him if I don't get him.
But now the first time you talked with Schertzer and Deem, they were both on board.
Yeah, I talked to Deem and Schertzer. He's a maybe.
Okay.
I told you he was a maybe.
Well, that works out.
And stuff. But see, you don't talk to them a lot of times. You talk to the secretary.
Well, I'm sure
but
they're...
I did,
yeah.
And if our Chief Deem, if he can't do it, I think one of his, Fire Chief's guys would do it. He just said yes, somebody would do it.
Well, that's good. That's good. If you know, if we have somebody from the police department and somebody from the fire department, and the sheriff is definitely going to be there, Mayor Kellogg will be there. County Commissioner Dr. Davis, soon to be County Commissioner, will be there. So I think we're in good shape.
Mm-hmm. But either like if you could send an email, I guess that's what it is and stuff. I've never done that stuff. I've never seen it. You know, like the sheriff's department, maybe there would be several guys or somebody that would want to do it and stuff where, you know, this way it's just kind of, I don't know, how big it'll get and stuff is how you want to do it, so.
Well, we'll see. With close to 50 people, we'll see how long the process takes tomorrow, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Hey, well, thanks.
Goodbye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, it's good to know everybody's being notified about tomorrow night, time and place, which is important. And if you need to call and remind somebody, make sure you do that today. We do have, that's good to know, Mayor Kellogg was reminded. I know he was one of the first entrants back in October. So I'm glad he was reminded and told of our new location at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. So it's all coming together. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And we learned from Bob Welch yesterday that we will have plaques for the winner. We will have plaques for the past two winners, Don O'Bower and Ralph Thacker. We will have a plaque for the oldest competitor, the youngest competitor. We will have plaques for the 107.1 FM award, which will go to the person from the station who throws it the farthest. And the mayor's award, which right now could be just Jack Kellogg. So Jack Kellogg might walk away with a plaque tomorrow night. And he also might be the oldest person there. I don't know yet if he'll be the oldest or not. It all depends on George Kasotis. So we'll see how that all goes. But that's the fruitcake toss. Tomorrow night, December 15th at 7 p.m. And again, if anybody has any questions, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But it is good news that everybody's being reminded. We are hearing from people here at the 11th hour. We got Chip in yesterday. We've heard from Sheriff Bales and Dr. Davis. We have a surprise entrant. Willie Harris was also added to the competition yesterday. So everything's in good shape. We should have a lot of fun. And you will get dinner, a certificate, a plaque, and an actual fruitcake if you do win tomorrow night. It's going to be an event, to be sure. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And we are very happy that the weather is looking so much better than it was looking last week. Right now, the latest weather report that I saw showed that the bad weather, rain and all that, looks like it's going to clear up tomorrow morning at about 7 o'clock, so that will be 12 hours before the fruitcake toss. So we will not be standing out in the rain, and it all should be okay. We hope. All right, any questions or any more entrants or any ideas on the fruitcake toss here on Fruitcake Toss Eve? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Okay, what else did I want to talk about? Well, I got my receipt, so I'm happy about that, from McDonald's. Oh, okay. This happened yesterday. Now, I don't know if this has happened to a lot of people or not. But yesterday, somebody handed me, I don't know if this is a rock or a piece of coal or what this is. Looks like a rock. But on the front of the rock, it's got an old-fashioned pickup truck. And in the back of the old-fashioned pickup truck is a Christmas tree. Then on the back of the rock, it says, "Take a picture and post it on Marion, Ohio Rocks." Now, I have not checked out Marion, Ohio Rocks. I'm not sure what that is. But this is an interesting kind of tool to promote this Facebook page, apparently. I think it's a Facebook page. It doesn't say that. But it says, "Take a pic and post on Marion, Ohio Rocks." So this must be a rock. It's a black rock. And again, it's got an old pickup truck on it and a Christmas tree in the back. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Has anybody else gotten any of these? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody else gotten one of the Marion, Ohio rocks? I guess publicity tools is what we would call that. Okay, what else here to talk about this morning? Well, have you heard about this? I'm not going to go through this whole story, but apparently there's a Santa shortage this year. Now, not the real Santa Claus, because obviously the real Santa Claus is at the North Pole, but apparently because of the pandemic and inflation, people are having trouble hiring Santa Clauses. Now, the story, I'll read a little bit of the story. It turns out that Santa might actually not be coming to town, or at least it may be harder to book him than it was in past Christmases. And no, it's not because kids have been naughty this year. Instead, you can blame the ghost of economy present. Planet Money's sources at the North Pole reveal that Santa's services are more in demand than ever, and he and his helpers are having a hard time keeping up. Mitch Allen, the founder and self-described head elf of HireSanta.com, one of the world's largest staffing agencies for holiday entertainers, recently joined the Associated Press for a video call from the North Pole, actually Fort Worth, Texas, during he had a green elf suit on. And he said that his industry is overwhelmed with Santa requests. Here at Hire Santa, demand is higher than it's ever been before, Allen says. His company has seen a 125% increase in demand for Santa compared to holiday seasons before the pandemic. For every new Santa who wants to work for his company, Allen says, he has 20 clients clamoring for Kris Kringle's jolly services. We are turning down more events this year than we've ever turned down before, Allen says. There's definitely a shortage of Santas. Now, a lot of people feel the reason behind this, the economy partially, but there's also apparently an issue with I guess, the pandemic. You know, a lot of events did not happen during the pandemic, and that put Santas, I guess, behind. So, there's trouble getting Santas this year. You know, if you were a certain size and you had a suit, I guess you could make some extra dough during the holiday season. Any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Did we talk about everything? We talked about the fruitcake toss. We talked about the Christmas cards. We talked about the Santa shortage, the receipt from McDonald's, the Marion, Ohio Rocks Rock. I think we're in good shape. I still don't know the story behind the Christmas pickle or elf on a shelf. I'm still behind the times on that, so I guess we'll just let that one lay for the current time. We did have a Family Feud question yesterday that I don't think we finished up. Did we finish it up? No, we did not. So maybe we'll give a shot here to finishing this Family Feud question up. Name a state someone might travel to for Christmas vacation. Name a state someone might travel to for Christmas vacation. Now we've got Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, and Alaska. There are still two left. Now, are we going to get them here in the next 10 minutes? Don't forget Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we've got Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Does anybody have our two final answers? Name a state someone might travel to for Christmas vacation. Now remember the answers we have. Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, and Alaska. Two answers left. If you were going to go to a different state for Christmas vacation, where might you go? Two states left. 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour here. 10 minutes left to go before the top of the hour. Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, and Alaska. Two to go. 740-751-4038. A state you might go to for Christmas vacation. Who knows the last two states? You know, as I said yesterday, in this whole thing, there are really only 50 guesses. So, we went through quite a few yesterday. So, really, we're down to just two. I don't remember the states that people guessed yesterday. Some of them were not on the list. I think we had California as a guess yesterday. California did not go over. Does anybody know a state that people might go to for Christmas vacation? Hawaii was number one. New York was number two. Florida was three. Colorado was four. Alaska was five. Go ahead, caller.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. No Rhode Island on the list.
Oh, okay.
No Rhode Island on the list. Two more answers to go. Name a state. Sarah sounded depressed there, don't you think? Did Sarah sound depressed in that phone call? I hope she's doing okay this morning. I hope she got her drink at McDonald's and her burrito, and she's doing okay here at the holiday time. Name a state you might travel to for Christmas vacation. Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, and Alaska. Two left to go. What are the final two states? 740-751-4038. 8 minutes left to go. Two states left to go. So you would have to get an answer every 4 minutes here. Isn't that Santa shortage just a horrible thing? You know, and it makes me think of that story we did yesterday in Columbus with the Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus being robbed outside Cabela's. Isn't that just a horrible story? What a horribly, horribly sad story that turned into. But that's Christmas this year, I guess. A state that you might travel to for Christmas vacation. Who's got the final two answers here? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Michigan.
Not Michigan, but a good guess. Michigan does not show up on the list. Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, and Alaska. Two left to go. Where might you go? Oh, Brinley says Beckley, West Virginia. Not West Virginia, Brinley, but a good guess. Our six-year-old listener. I wonder if Brinley is going to get be a part of the big fruitcake toss tomorrow night. She might win the youngest award. That's her favorite place, Beckley, West Virginia. Well, Brinley, I hope you're having a good morning this morning. Headed off to school. Almost Christmas break. Right around the corner. And then Christmas and Santa Claus and everything that goes along with that. And I'm sure that Brinley has been a good girl this year. And I appreciate the Christmas card that she sent in. We'll definitely be getting a Christmas card back to her. All right. 5 minutes left to go here. Name a state you would go to for Christmas vacation. Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska. Two left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who's got the final two answers? Not West Virginia, unfortunately. All righty here, let's see.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Arizona?
Not Arizona, but that's a good guess.
Not Arizona, but that's not a bad guess either. Name a state you might go to for Christmas vacation. Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska. Still two answers left here.
Go ahead, caller.
I think they said Nevada, haven't they?
I think they did. Yeah, Nevada not on the list. How do I sound this morning? I feel like I'm hoarse this morning.
Oh, I'll try Illinois.
Oh, you know what? Illinois is on the list at number six. Now, why do you think people go to Illinois for Christmas?
Well, our caller left us there. I don't know how I sound this morning. I think I sound fairly okay, but I got this... you know what it's kind of like? I've got... a lump in your throat? I don't even know if it's a lump in your throat. It just feels like... I don't know. It's not a sore throat. My throat's not sore. You know, I know that there are people in radio who get this every so often. Now, wouldn't you know that I would get it the day before the fruitcake toss? Hopefully I'm sounding okay. I think so. Let's hope. Illinois was on the list, though. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
Not Tennessee, but that's... How am I sounding this morning?
You asked, and I was already hanging up.
I know, you left.
I didn't see any difference.
Oh, good. Well, maybe it just feels funny to me, because I don't have a sore throat or anything. It just feels like, I don't know, maybe my throat's not woken up yet.
You got a frog in the throat.
I got a frog in the throat this morning. Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Tennessee, not on the list this morning. All right, let's go back to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
You probably have a frog. I have a frog too, Scott.
Now, do you have, like, a sore throat? I don't.
It's just a little scratchy. It's not what I... It's like what you said. It's not, oh, goodness, I can't take this. It hurts to swallow. It's just scratchy.
Yeah, it's weird because I don't have... My throat feels fine.
Yeah.
But I don't have a cold. I don't have it. I don't feel bad. It just feels like I have a frog.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, and I heard that this is like record-breaking cold and flu season. Like, have you been hearing that?
I have heard that, and God, let's not have that happen the day before the fruitcake toss.
I'm contemplating on wearing a mask tomorrow.
Well, you know, I think I probably will if it got worse, but, you know, I hopefully it doesn't. I don't even know why. Do I sound any different this morning?
Not really.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just because I know it's there.
Right. You just need a lozenge.
Well, I'm gonna get some cough drops today. I didn't have any around here, so I'm gonna get some cough.
That's kind of like such a boring word, cough drop. I like to say lozenge.
Lozenge.
Isn't that a fun word to say?
What's, you know, it's the other day somebody was telling me that whole thing. Oh, by the way, this morning I was driving down the road and I saw a Coca-Cola truck. Here at the Meyer gas station, which I thought was kind of symbolic because the Coca-Cola company started Santa Claus. So it was kind of, you know, that made me feel Christmassy. But what I was thinking about the other day was, you know, a lot of people say, give me a Kleenex. Kleenex is a name brand.
Name brand, yeah.
Yeah,
they do say that, though, don't they?
They do, but it's actually a tissue. So there are weird things like that, and I think, well, maybe lozenge and cough drop. I guess a cough drop, though, is not a name brand for anything, or a lozenge.
There are funny words. You can, like, instead of rain boots, or whatever, galoshes, that's a fun word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, all right.
I'm sorry you got a frog in your throat. Hopefully it gets better.
Yeah, I just hope it doesn't turn into a bullfrog.
No, you don't want the bullfrog this time of year.
Bye.
See you. Bye-bye.
All right, we've still got one left. What is a state you would go to for Christmas vacation? We've got Hawaii, New York, Florida, Colorado, Alaska, and Illinois. Okay.
Go ahead, we got 5 seconds.
You're listening to WWDH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. Your place for holiday fun. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor Ed Asner singing the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.